1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Drive-by mass shooting in Akron, Ohio. Police looking for several shooters at a street party cops were called to break up overnight. 25 people shot, one died. No leads, no arrests. Acting Fire Chief Steve Kaut.
The scene covered a large area, and it was chaotic upon our team's arrival.
$12,000 in reward money offered for the shooters. Water pressure is returning to downtown Atlanta and nearby neighborhoods. A two-day water outage. Two water main breaks. One is fixed. With Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's office and hardline Israeli officials opposing President Biden's announcement of a ceasefire proposal in Gaza, the White House stands firm that it's an Israeli proposal.
We're waiting for an official response from Hamas.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby, a Netanyahu advisor, saying Hamas must be dismantled and the hostages released first. Ukraine imposing emergency power shutdowns a day after a Russian attack. This is ABC News. Live Nation confirms a data breach with an attempt to sell personal details of hundreds of thousands of customers on the dark web. Names, addresses, phone numbers, and some credit card details. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus.
It doesn't appear that passwords were compromised, but if you have a Ticketmaster account, experts recommend changing your password as a precaution using two-factor authentication.
Newly arrived in Paris to take part in ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 1944. The Allied invasion of German-occupied France. More than 60 U.S. World War II veterans who were there are there now. Paris had a big welcoming ceremony. U.S. Ambassador to France, Denise Bauer.
These stories of bravery continue to inspire us. Stories from the Normandy landings, all the military operations in France, as well as those in Belgium, the Mediterranean, and the Pacific.
D-Day veterans are between 96 and 107 years old. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel Trainings. Here's Advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
Hey, y'all. Rob Fitzgerald here. The idea for Bad and Boozy came from when me and the band are actually playing in a bunch of venues around Ontario, seeing the lineups happening outside before the doors open, and I really wanted to capture the essence of the whole night and how much fun it was. So you meet with your friends, somebody's house, you have a few cold ones, make your way to the bar, get in line, meet more of your friends, head inside, meet all of your friends, and listen to your favorite band playing your favorite country songs all night long. So I wrote the song, and it had this Brothers Osborne, Eric Church feel. Went down to Nashville, hooked up with some incredible musicians, seven-piece band, and we recorded one hell of a banging country rock and party song. So brought the song back, me and the band play it live, every show. Great response. It's so much fun to play. So part of the plan was also doing a music video for Bad and Boozy. So I hooked up with Roadhouse Production, which I've done a few videos with before. And we set it up to do it in a couple of different locations. So I've got a good friend of mine, lives out in Flamborough, owns an antique garage on his own, and has all his antique cars parked in it. So the idea was that we're going to capture that the band is actually rehearsing before we go play. So the setting is just incredible, and we've got a few of his antique vehicles around. And then the idea is to capture our, you know, we're on our way to the show, loading in, and then that lineup happens outside of everybody waiting to get in. And once they're in, we're just having a great time. So the video really captures, once again, the essence of what the song is all about. Getting lit, getting loud, till the break of dawn. The song can be found on streaming services everywhere. Also, if you go to my YouTube channel, you can actually watch the video there. And there's a special guest on drums, and his name is Shane Christopher Neal. He did a great job capturing that whole rock and roll country feel with lots of energy. So once again, my name is Rob Fitzgerald. Thanks for listening.
It's a hot summer Saturday night. Me and my friends got a buzz appetite. Gonna party with the boys and girls, making noise and Jack to make you feel alright. PBR sweating in the backseat, sneaking them back roads all through the county, heading straight into town, windows all rolled down. Gonna get wild, reckless and crazy. Everybody singing along. We got daisies in the dukes and redneck dirty boots. Getting lit, getting loud till the break of dawn. Cause that's just how we roll. Here at our favorite watering hole. There ain't no time like a good time. Put your hands in the air if you agree. We got beer and wine, tequila and lime. Brace yourself for one.
comes.
We're getting bad and boozy.
Right, Sunday night, we're always getting bad and boozy here in Niagara Falls, Canada. My good friend Rob Fitzgerald right there, and it was such a privilege to play on that video with Rob. Such a great artist, such a great guy. RobFitzgeraldMusic.com if you want to check out more. He's got some great tunes. If Country Was a Town, Enjoy the Ride. His latest is called Forever Together. You can check him out on Spotify or his website. Like I said, RobFitzgeraldMusic.com. All right, Tommy Solo is from Canada as well. I saw Tommy a couple of months ago in Niagara Falls. He was at an event. I was at a Doc McGilligan's to see an album release for Honeymoon Suite. But he's been a longtime lead guitar player. In fact, he started playing professionally as a lead guitarist in the year 1976. He was 17 years of age then, and he's just been a journeyman guitarist, a great songwriter, great guy. Baby, It's You. It's Tommy Solo on the Indy 45 radio show. I'm Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes I get frustrated. I can't help myself. Doesn't need to be so complicated. I don't want anybody else. Baby, it's you. Ooh, baby, it's you. Couldn't stop.
Baby, It's You. It's Tommy Solo on the Indy 45 radio show. Right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Each and every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario. You can reach me, ShaneRadio0 at gmail.com. I mentioned the band In Theory a little earlier on. And here's a couple of testimonials from the website, intheoryoriginal.com. I love these. The band sound is convincing from the first to the last minute, and that's something you can't say of many rock groups today. And this one right here, elements of both classic rock and more modern rock fused into the overall sound, and it all comes together to create something truly amazing. In Theory, World on Fire is the name of the song. It's coming up right after the Wheelers on the Indy 45 radio show. We'll be right back. In theory, it is the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and coming up on Sunday, June the 30th at Taps Brew House, that is in Niagara Falls, a great cause. It's called Feel the Bus for Project Share. It's a concert. I'm going to host the event along with Kendra Dyer, and there are six awesome bands. Young Upstarts called Any Day, a Black Sabbath experience band, my brand new band called the Arena Rock Circus, which I'm super excited about, Full Maletti, Rebel Souls will be there, and so will Suicide Star. And they have been making waves right here in the province of Ontario. They have a brand new single out. It's called 21 Guns. Let's have a listen right now. Suicide Star on the Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ticket if I can't ride for free. Yeah. Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
You're about that girl. Oh, yeah. You're all about that girl.
Iron Plow.
Go rock it tonight.
And Marsden. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Trying to finding anything is so damn hard to do. What am I looking for? Oh, my other shoe. Well, that's a shame. Well, I guess I can't complain. As long as I remember yesterday.
right, Indy 45 on Max Inc. on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Shane Christorino each and every Sunday night, 8 p.m. on the Central Time Zone, 9 p.m. Eastern. And just a reminder, you can listen to the show at WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and also WMDX Mad Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, Wisconsin. Now, of course, you could download the Civic Media app absolutely free as well. All right, we go from Madison, Wisconsin to St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. Good friends of mine play in a band called the Hard Rock Hooligans. They play all over Niagara here as a cover band, but they also, the same band, is an original band called Dark City Panic. It's Scars on the Indy 45 radio show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll be right back.
All right, Dark City Panic. It is the Indy 45 radio show. Shane Christopher Neal from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Thanks for hanging out. You can check me out on Facebook, Shane Christopher Neal, on Instagram, On Air with SCN, and my email, shaneradio0@gmail.com. Earlier in the show, you heard Rob Fitzgerald talking. I was playing in the video for Bad and Boozy. Well, here's another guy that I played live shows with over the years. His name is Troy Western. We're going to finish today's program with Look Around on the Indy 45 radio show.
That Wisconsin sounded so good.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.